1. Begin transmission.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you. It's 1930 UTC, which means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm your host. Where am I this lovely local morning? Well, once again, I am back at Heflinger Park, across the street from Herrenhaven. I can see the BMX track from here, but that is not why I'm here today. I am down in the oval. I am on the cricket pitch today. It's a beautiful day for cricket. It's partly cloudy. There's a slight breeze. It's about 23 degrees Celsius. Call it 72 degrees Fahrenheit. And no sign of rain. I'm watching two teams play a fairly serious game. I do not know which teams they are, but they're having a good time. And I have to say that the field is in better shape than it was, but still not exactly perfect. Although it's been leveled out fairly well. Now the grass hasn't come back yet, and so it's half dirt, half grass. And wow, another out has been made. I swear, in like the 5 minutes I've been sitting here, I've seen five outs. Which is interesting. But then, you know. So now I gotta wait for him to change batters. So, as we wait for the new batter to come in, maybe we'll go over there. There's actually two games going on. We have two fields now. And I'm not entirely sure who's playing on the other field either, but everybody is properly geared up today. These are not casual games. These are guys wearing uniforms. And an out was just made in the other game. Guys jumping up and cheering. All right. Back to my game here. Looks like we've got a batter walking in. Got an umpire getting into position. Let's see some play. And it's a bit windy. Just windy enough that it impedes my recording. Here's the delivery. Oh, guy got a piece of that. Fairly decent cover drive. But they only get in one run. And here's the delivery. Wow, I think he got an edge on it, knocked it straight on behind him, and it went into a little drainage ditch. Again, not perfect field conditions here, but good enough to play fairly competitive T16 cricket. I think I just heard a score. Is it 13 chasing 138? That'd be pretty impressive if that's a T16 score. That would be impressive for a T20 score. Plus, I know this team's already down about four batters. Oh, looks like we're ready to resume play here. We've got a left-handed batter. Here comes the delivery. And he gets his bat on it, knocks it about 10 feet in front of him, decides not to run. Here comes the run-up and the delivery. Oh, that's a swing and a miss. I think they're appealing for LBW, leg before wicket, but the umpire says no. It was, in fact, free and clear. So, no runs. And now there's a little kid walking towards the pitch during the game. I think he wants to get a bat on. So the guy had to run out there and grab the kid. There's a game going on right now. You wouldn't know it with all the guys just standing around. Oh, now the kid got loose and he's running back towards the pitch. He's being cut off by another player. And now he's being picked up, being carried back off the field. All right.
Come here. I have a chocolate. I have a candy cup.
So now they're bribing the kid with candy to get off the pitch. Oh, God, this is hilarious. All right. Ready to resume play. Here's the run-up, the delivery. Swing and a miss, right into the wicketkeeper's hands. They haven't fully managed to get the kid off the field yet, but they're working on it. Play will resume. Here's the run-up, the delivery. Oh, and a guy tries to swing it to... what's that position called? I can't remember. Really, I need to have some charts so I can do better commentary when watching the game. Apparently, the kid is now deciding he's going to be on the fielding team. I'm following this now. His dad is actually batting. And so the kid wants to go out and see his dad. And the kid seems pretty young. He's kind of... He must be about 4 or 5 years old. He seems pretty tall for that. And they cannot convince the kid to egress. The kid is inconsolable. The fact that he can't be on the field with his dad while his dad is batting has upset him to no end. This could go on for a while. There has been a break in play. Not entirely sure for what. Alright, play resumes. The run-up, the delivery. Whack. Guy gets a piece of it, drives it a little bit. My side, they managed to get a run out of that. And that's the end of this over. So let's change ends. Looks like they're going to bowl to the same end and just switch batters. Here's the delivery. Oh, the guy gets a small piece of it and drives it off wide. Fielder manages to pick it up. There's going to be a play at the wicket, but the guy's got his bat back inside the popping crease. All right. Another slight delay to let everybody get back into position here. Here comes a long run-up, delivery at the crease. Ooh, kind of whiffed that one. It ended up right back in the hands of the wicketkeeper. There's some power behind that one. Here comes another 20-meter run-up, the delivery. Same result, right into the wicketkeeper's hands. Here comes another, the delivery. Oh, he got a piece of that one. Drives it straight to cover on. Oh, the guy had it in his hands and he dropped it. And they're going to get 2 runs, it looks like, out of that. Yeah. Wow, that could have been an out. And if that guy wouldn't have stopped it, that would have been a 4. Here comes the delivery. Oh, he whacked that one too. Off cover. There's 1 run. There's 2 runs. They're going for another one. How is that not a 4? Looks like they're going to stop right there. I think they got 4 runs in anyway. That ball almost made it to the boundary. You know, the wind conditions here are getting to be really annoying. I might be having to leave just because the wind noise is about killing me. One thing that I've noticed that should be fairly obvious to anyone, but I'm not even awake yet, is that with there being very little grass and this field being mostly dirt and it's kind of dry, it's very fast, and so any rollers, any ball hit on the ground is going to go a lot further than it would normally. And I don't know if that's part of the strategy considered today. But I know I'd be hitting them low if I was a cricket player. Well, there's been some delay in play. Not sure what they're straightening out here. Oh, they brought in a new umpire or referee, and the defense is repositioning itself for, what is this guy, left-handed, right-handed batter? He's right-handed. Okay, so they're thinking he's going to pull him over here, so this ought to be interesting. Let's see what happens. The bowler begins his run-up, and here's the delivery. Oh, knocked straight out to me. Oh! That was a beautiful four. He got a nice piece of it, came back, and it was not even 10 meters away from me. It bounced. The ball bounced about 1 meter before the boundary and rolled right out. I probably should have gone chasing after the ball. Now we don't know where it is. So now the play's got to stop while somebody finds the ball. Well, we're down to the final over, and the chasing team is back by 15 runs. So that means there's 6 balls left to play. Here's the run-up and the delivery. Oh, he got a good piece of it. And they managed to get 1 run out of it. 2 runs out of it. They seem to have lost the ball. Nope, the guy found it and has returned it. Okay, so there's 2 runs. The run-up, the delivery. He gets a piece on it, drives it the same direction. It looks like it's going to be a boundary. And it is. There's 4 points. So 4 more balls to go. And they need to get 9 runs. And the wind conditions are getting even worse for recording. Here comes the delivery on the 3rd ball. Another nice whack right over into the same area. They're going to get 1 out of it. They're going for 2. And there it is. 2 runs. 3 balls left. They still need 7 runs. And in order to pull this off, they're going to have to hit some boundaries. Here comes the run-up. The delivery. Oh, he gets another piece of it. Sends it to the same spot. They're going to get 1 run. They're going to get 2. There's an overthrow. They're going for a 3rd run. Oh, it's a big overthrow. They're going for yet another one. The ball is returned. Nice. Oh, there's another overthrow, but they're not going to run on it this time. Yeah, that was close. All right. This is coming down to the wire. They only need 3 more, and there's 2 balls. This is doable, but this is going to come down to the wire. All right. The batters are taking a few sips of water, taking their time, collecting themselves. This is going to be tasty. Here comes the delivery, long run up. Takes a swing at it, misses, goes directly into the wicket keeper's hands. All right, so what does this mean? It means we got 1 more ball and they got to make 3 runs. A good smack will knock it over the boundary and the chasing team will win. The bowler gets into position. The batters have some quick discussion on strategy. The strategy here is pretty much run no matter what happens. The defenders are repositioning themselves a little bit. Some more conferencing here. There's a lot of cheering on the sides. Okay, looks like everyone's squared away. Here comes the run-up, the delivery. He gets a piece of it, knocks it to where he did earlier. There's 1 run. Oh, no, he caught it. He caught it. The batter is out. Game over. Damn, and that was really close, too. Well, that really came down to the wire. That's kind of surprising. We don't get to see anything like that too often. Oh, and the batter before this last guy, he must have put 20 runs on the board. Well, maybe not quite 20, but But his efforts were to no avail. The defense got him at the end. Well, as much as I'd like to hang out here and see what else is going on, it's a little bit too windy to be recording, and all I can hear is wind noise, and it's making me crazy. So we're going to have to find something else to do. What might that be? I don't know. But let's find out. And I have a feeling we're going to have a little radio magic here, too. Who knows where or when I'll be in the next 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Horgan's Gablorgle. Yes, I'm in a new place. I've come to Herrenhaven, and as I pulled in and got out of the car, I started hearing a sound that sounded like a Mati whistling. Because remember, these are whistle pigs. So I got out of the car, started creeping into the mushroom garden, and I know where there's a den that I thought that one marmot moved to, and I kept hearing noises. The Mati sound. Is she going to do it again? Okay. So I snuck up here, and I got close enough that I could see her. She was facing away from me and not paying any attention and just whistling, and I saw her do a bunch of whistles. And now she has climbed out of the den, and she's on some sticks, some branches that have fallen in the den. And I saw her get up on the log, and she did one of her little calls. And now she's just staring at me, and she's kind of uptight, and I think she's baring her teeth. She's about 4 meters away, and I'm waiting for her to do another one of her whistles. She hasn't done it yet, but you'll know it when you hear it, because it's like, wheat? It's a very fast, very sharp, very loud, ascending in frequency. And I can't move. I'm frozen to the spot, because she's staring right at me. Now, the big question is, what is she whistling about? She wasn't whistling about me, because she didn't see me sneaking up on her. It's approximately, well, we're getting close to golden hour, and it's making me wonder, does she have babies that are running around loose, and she's whistling to or at them? And I can't tell, because the grass here is knee-high or higher, and so there could be little baby moths in the grass, and I wouldn't be able to see them. Our Mati is still staring right up. Right as I said, she's still staring at me. She decided to jump off those sticks and go diving into her hole. So this means I can now move up. Oh, and I can see the little Mati paths through the grass now. Do we have babies? Or not? See, this is about the time when baby marmots are born and start coming out of the den to play. What was this marmot whistling at? I heard her whistle about 6 or 7 times. Now, usually they do this as a warning, but like I said, she didn't know I was here, so I don't think she was warning against me. I don't see anything else going on around here. Lots of good paths. But I think I'm going to start creeping out. That was cool. Yeah. I tracked a marmot by sound. Even though I kind of suspected that there was a marmot in this den anyway. When I heard the sounds and I heard them coming from this direction, that's when I suspected, oh, I wonder if the mot moved into that den. The answer is yes. So I'm kind of creeping around just looking around in other places in the mushroom garden, sort of moving away from that den. And I wish there was somewhere I could get up higher to see over there. I'm gonna climb up on some of these logs. I don't know how sturdy they are. Oh, this does sort of afford me a slightly better viewing angle into what would be one of the holes of the den. Wow, what was she whistling at? Was it babies? Do we have baby marmots? It might be a while before we ever spot them. And I don't think she's going to come back out of her hole for a little while. But that was awesome. I did actually get to see a marmot do a marmot whistle. That whistle pig whistled for me and I saw it. Not only did I hear a bunch of them, I actually got to see a marmot whistle. That doesn't happen every day. And even though I see marmots almost every day, hearing one is rare. Seeing one make its noise is even rarer. I win. Alright, I'm walking into the forest now. And as I was coming around the side of the building, Joy was here, one of the volunteers, and she mentioned that she thought she saw some marmot babies, because we've got some problems here with marmots burrowing underneath the new shed, and apparently causing some kind of problem. I can't imagine what a problem a marmot under a shed would be. It's not like he's going to steal anything. They don't even have anything to steal here. And so, apparently, we've got baby marmots. And it doesn't surprise me too much, because that's what I'm looking for all the time. And it is about the right time of year. Now, it's just a matter of spotting those baby marmots. I don't think that's going to happen right now, but it's going to happen soon. We'll come back on a day when there's nobody here, and at just the right time, and we will find our baby mottis. So there's like four or five cars in the parking lot. There's a bunch of people here. I'm making my way out to the boardwalk. And as I make my way around this little curved part of the path, I can head out here, out onto the boardwalk. Let's go see what's in the soup today. And as I look down into the soup, I don't see much of anything. Not even frogs, which is really strange, until I look farther up the boardwalk and there's a bunch of people who are obviously first-timers and are absolutely clueless. So they've managed to scare away anything to be seen. So I've just turned right around and we're going to walk back into the deeper part of the forest, see what's going on back there, and check out the blind, see if we got any friends back there. Yeah, see, here I'm at the sub pond. Nothing, not even any frogs. Wait, nope, yeah, there might be one frog. Yeah, that's a frog. And let me guess, there's not going to be anything in the billabong either. Joy whiz. Let's go take a look. Yeah, nothing's going on in the billabong either. And you know what? I've changed my mind completely. I know that everybody else that's here is back in the blind. And so, why go see nothing happen out there? So instead, let's go back to the mushroom garden and see if we can't watch that mott some more. Well, I'm now back in the mushroom garden, standing on the very edge of it, trying to see down into that den, and it is impossible. Well, impossible to see where I need to see anyway. That mati is not on the surface or around the rim of the hole, nor is she on the little logs that kind of cover the hole. And I don't see any funky movement in the grass that would indicate babies or other marmots running around. So I'm gonna just creep down here a little bit, and this is where the grass starts, and you can see it's very clear to me as a experienced marmot tracker. It's easy for me to find the marmot trails. What is this? Is it a marmot poop? What's a marmot poop doing outside of the den? How odd. I'm going to kind of creep up here and get above this den. I'm a meter away, creeping through the grass here. There's kind of a big log that covers the actual hole. Oh no, there's two holes right here. And now I am directly over them, looking down into a mati hole. And there's lots of little bugs flying around. And as I've mentioned numerous times, That's a major indicator that there is a Mati in the hole. I'm just kicking myself for not checking out this den better earlier in the season when the grass wasn't up. And I can't tell where all the holes are. This is a great, perfect concealed marmot den. It's kind of on a hill. The grass is really tall. There's lots of fallen wood and branches, and I can't even tell where all the holes are. There might be some over there, but due to this big branch that broke off this tree sometime earlier this year, I can't make it any further. Pretty sure that's either a hole or that's a Mati hangout. I kind of want to check it out, but this is not the time. I'm going to creep back up on out of here. There's a squirrel in the tree directly above me. And now I'm real curious about this den and whether or not there's any babies in it. For as long as I've been standing here, baby marmots are really curious, and you don't have to wait for very long for them to come back out of the hole. You know, if something's going on, they want to come out and see what's going on. Hey, what that guy is doing, you know. So, I don't know. Although, that Mot, she didn't look big. I mean, she didn't look like she was still pregnant or anything, so who knows? I mean, what do I know? Still, getting real curious as to when we're going to see some baby Matis. Apparently not today. Oh well, could be worse. I'm having fun anyway. I got to see a Mot whistle. Oh, here's something odd. I'm actually in the mushroom garden and I see a mushroom. It's a tiny little, what is this thing? Oh, it kind of looks like, no, it's not a flammy. That's just some kind of coprinus or one of those types. Who knows? Well, glancing at my universal coordinated time clock here, I can see that it is now 1957 UTC. Oh, what's going on in the parking lot? I'm looking over to my right, left, my left, and there's a bird taking a dust bath in the parking lot. This parking lot is, you know, just limestone aggregate. What kind of bird is that? Is that a woodpecker? That looks like, and he's flying away, and I can't tell what he is. That was cool, though. That's hilarious. That's just another example of one of my favorite running jokes, which is everything's educational at Harrenhaven, including the parking lot. Yeah, being a limestone parking lot, you know, there's also iron pyrite in some of these little chunks of limestone, so you can find the fool's gold, show it to little kids, and they get happy. Whoa, that's awesome! Then they start looking for more rocks and stuff. I'm just going to walk over here real quick to see if this other funky little marmot den is cleared, and nope, I see that there are sticks and stuff in the hole, so that means it is not currently being used. I'm going to head back to my car so we can wrap this up out of the wind here. Sit in my car here. Well, I guess we don't need the dingy dings. Take out my keys. And I'll just take this moment to say, you've been listening to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, masquerading as some other name, I'm sure. My name's Tobe, you're listening to a non-radio, blah, blah, blah. This show airs every day at 19:30, so tune in tomorrow and each and every day for the rest of your life. Who knows what we'll find? Probably some more marmots, probably a lot more mushrooms, and maybe some snappers and stuff. So, okay, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Received your letter here at the other day.